In terms of side effects, the only reason I'm talking about is anastrozole is the only one that has a reduction in strokes in the trials compared to either letrozole or exemestane compared to tamoxifen. So I don't see much difference, but there are probably some differences.
The other difference that has been present, and maybe you can update us, is this question of cardiovascular disease and whether there's a difference in the three AIs there. Where are we right now with that?
In the big 198 update, looking at grade 3, 4, and 5, there was a 0.001 increase or a higher rate on the letrozole arm versus the tamoxifen arm. And the number of deaths when you switch that around was now 11 on letrozole and 5 on tamoxifen.
Is this all coronary artery disease or what is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes difficult to get that out. They'd separate out categories. They had coronary heart disease and then they had congestive heart failure. I think those are the components of the two groups.
What about in terms of anastrozole and exemestane?
The last report from anastrozole looked at myocardial infarctions, which were like 37 versus 34, which were very similar. But it's very difficult to get direct cross-study comparisons of some of these endpoints. The ones that were predetermined to be followed, you know, and then it's a little clearer as to how that data was collected. In the big 198, there's a question because they asked more specifically about some of the cardiac side effects.
I guess also there's the issue of, is this just a lesser or absence of a positive effect that tamoxifen has? Because I guess in the MA17 trial, the post-tamoxifen, when they looked at letrozole versus placebo, they didn't see that. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's right. And it is interesting that after 30-some years, tamoxifen's effect on coronary heart disease, you'd have to say, is unknown. And we did a meta-analysis of all the published results where they mentioned myocardial infarction, the randomized trials, and there was a significantly fewer myocardial infarctions, but it was driven pretty much by the Scottish trial, where you take that one trial out, and it became non-significant.
Scottish tamoxifen trial.
Yeah, trial. And that's been reported several times for its heart effect. Maybe the best data, and I don't know, is the P1 data, just published about a year ago, extended follow-up of that, which is tamoxifen versus placebo in healthy women.
That's NSABP.
NSABP.
And both kind of younger women, too.
Yeah, younger, but there was no effect of heart disease in that age group. So either way, you end up having this confounder of presence of breast cancer or, in the prevention trials, the younger age of the individuals.
So bottom line is, it sounds like it's not really totally clear in terms of coronary artery disease in the three AIs, or do you think there's a whiff in a direction there?
I think there's probably a potential for a very slight increase with letrozole. And the question is whether that's really a substantial difference or not, or whether that's related to the peculiarities of the big 198. I think it's reasonable to think that a reasonable person could say the MA17 data is a more reliable estimate because it's placebo-controlled and I don't think there's any effect. So I think in summary, probably it's pretty mixed, even in my thinking about it.
What about the issue you mentioned of stroke? Do you think that's for real?
It is interesting. It was 2.8 versus 2. It's 0.8%.
That's an attack.
An attack. And the other two, it was nearly identical. So you could say, well, what's 0.8%, which was statistically significant? But then we get back to the 1% choosing therapy or not. And then we get back to the bone health kind of discussion where some oncologists have not been using aromatase inhibitors of any kind because they're worried about hip fracture risk that's probably way smaller than that.